Zog the Mishnah daf lamet ches amit beis, 8 lines from the bottom. Ein noistim beya b'tzad ameichem b'shvil shetiz galgal. You're not allowed to place a raw egg next to a kettle, even if the kettle is not al gabe esh, it's off the fire. It's considered toldus ur. Ur means on the fire itself. Off the fire is a toldus ur. So ein noistim beya b'tzad ameichem, you can't place this raw egg next to the kettle, even off the fire. Bishvil shetis galgal, in order that it should turn into a soft-boiled egg. It should be misgalgal. It should be partially mevashalit. And that's considered an issa deraisa of bishul, even though it's told as ur, even though it's merely being misgalgalit. It's not making it a total cooked hard-boiled egg. That's sufficient to be considered bishul deraisa. Velo yev ke'ena bisudogin. And likewise, you can't crack open an egg in a handkerchief that was heated up by the sun, which is called told as chama. Rabbi Yosi Matir, Rabbi Yosi says, told us Chame is mutter. Zog the Mishnah weiter, v'lo yet mineno b'choil uva avak drochim. You can't take the egg and stick it into the ground, into the earth, into the sand, which is also told us Chame, uva avak drochim, and also into the dust in the ground, which you can dig an egg into, bishvil shetitzle, in order to cook it. Because told us Chame is also. Now over here, Rabbi Yosi doesn't argue. It doesn't say Rabbi Yosi matir by this toldus chama. The Gemara is going to ask the kasha. Zok the Mishnah ma'isa she'os anshe tveir. There was a story with anshe tveir. Ve'aviu silon shel tzoinen. They brought a pipe of cold water. L'seich amas shel chamin, and they placed it in a body of water of hot water. Erev Shabbos. Omu lehem. So they told them, Omlem Chachom Lechom told Anshe Tver Yo, in B'Shabbos, if this would have been taking place on Shabbos, Kecham in Shulchmu B'Shabbos, then it would have the din of water that was heated up on Shabbos. And the water that's heated up on Shabbos, you can't have any hanof from it, V'asurim B'chitza U'Veshtia, and you can't utilize it to wash, and you can't drink from it. You're not allowed to be nana from a Maisa Bishal B'Shabbos. In B'Yomtev, if this would have taken place on Yomtev, heating up the cold pipe in a body of hot water, so kechamin shuchma b'yontev, then it would treat it like a chamin that was huchma and yontev. V'asurim b'chitza, you can't be nana from it and bathe with it. However, mutorin b'shtia, because oichal nefesh is mutan yontev, so to drink, you would be able to drink. Zok de gemori ibayeluhu, gilgil mai. If this egg got cooked, what's the halacha? Are you chayv chatos? Is it also midaraisa or not? Omar Rav Yosef, gilgil chayv chatos. Zok de ran. The chiddush is that told us a ur, even shloy al gabe eish, yechai v'chatos and isa deraisa, told us a ur, the fact that the kettle is off the fire and it's a told of an ur, shloy al gabe eish, yechai v'chatos. And not just the chiddush is yechai v'chatos for told us a ur, the chiddush is also, Zok Chassam Seifa, that it was only in its galgal. It wasn't, it's enough to be chayv and isa deraisa of bishul. It doesn't have to be cooked to an extent of more than this galgal. Even partially cooking, then this galgal is already enough to be chayv v'chatos. So that's what Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Gilgal Chayv Chatos. Two chidushim, told us Ur Shloya Gabe Eish, and Gilgal is enough to Mechayv Chatos. Omer Amar B'Reid Ravina, Afanona Metanina, we learned similarly, Daflat Lamates Omer Aleph, Kol Shebo B'Chamin Lufnei Shabbos, any food item that was already heated before Shabbos, so Shoyrin Oysa B'Chamin B'Shabbos, Yelad to be Shoyrit in Chamin over Shabbos, because since there's no bishul acha bishul, so it's mutter in a kli rishon shaloy agabe eish, mash enkein on the eish, so it's possible that it would be mevashel, because there would be bishul acha bishul if it's on the eish. But shaloy agabe eish, shorin oise b'chamin b'shabes. Now, there's a discussion in the poskim, if a kli rishon is mevashel shaloy agabe eish by a dova lach, maybe this is only by a dova yovesh dafka. But I'll go upon him, Kol Shebo B'Chamin, anything that was already heated, Ein Bishul Acha Bishul, so Shorin Oise B'Chamin B'Shabbos, you're allowed to leave it in a Kli Rishon Shloya Gabe Eish. Kol Shebo B'Chamin Fnei Shabbos, anything that did not come into contact of Chamin before Shabbos, Medichin Oise B'Chamin B'Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mediach. You're allowed to pour over it, and pouring over it is not considered a Gemar Melocha. So soaking it would be, but pouring over it would be permissible. Even though it's not Bo B'Chamin, so it's not because of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul, but it's only called Hadocha, and Hadocha is not a problem. Tosis explains that Bo B'Chamin Lifnei Shabbos is talking about that it was Nisbashel in Gansen. And that's why in Bishlach Abishal, the Rashba argues on Tosfos, and he says that if it's merely Mevushal Kamaicha Ben Dusoi, there's already in Bishlach Abishal. That means there is no Bishal once it was ready Kamaicha Ben Dusoi. Tosfos says, no, you need Mevushal Kol Tzorkoi. So that's like Kol Shebo B'Chamin. Now, when it's not Bo B'Chamin, so then the Gemara says, Madichin Oisoi. It wasn't Bo B'Chamin, but you're allowed to be Madich, you're allowed to pour over it. Now, Tosfos says that this is according to the Rashba that holds that iru of a kli rishon is like a kli sheni, so you're allowed to be madichin because like being madich in a kli sheni, and that's why it's not mevashel. Masha Enkin zok Tosfos that if you hold that iru kli rishon is kli rishon, so then madichin over here is talking about dafka kli sheni. Then Tosfos wants to say that even in a kli sheni there might be a problem of michzik mevashel if you're shoyrin. So that's a whole sugi legabe klisheni, if it's michzik mevashel or not, even though it's not mevashel be'etzim. So we talk a paskin that era of a kli rishon with choish is like a kli rishon, so it'll be mevashel, and a klisheni is not mevashel, so for sure an era of a klisheni for sure is not mevashel. So again, the Gemara says, kol sheloi bo b'cham b'fnei ha-shabbos, medichin ois b'cham b'shabbos, chutz min ha-meliach yoshen v'kulayis ha-ispinin, except for these kali abishel, that even if you mediach them, they're already mevashel. Shadachoson zui gmar melachton. It's ready to gmar melacha as soon as you mediach it. These are kali abishel, so they're mevashel right away. So we see from here the raya is that you're over even if it's a bishel kal, even though all you're doing is are mediach on it. All you're doing is pouring on it. That's already considered a bishel the raya. Just like we said before, we wanted to bring a raya. Similarly, even though you only be megalgal the beya, that's already considered enough to be mevashel the raya. And also we see that a toldus ur is also midaraisa. Because over here we're talking about that you are being mediach. Mediach is not the ur itself, it's toldus ur. So we see toldus ur. Putting a beya b'tzad ha-mechem, shloi agal be'esh, yechai v'chatos, is sai the chiddush that it doesn't need to have more than a gilgul to kabishal, and sai toldus ur, shloi agal be'esh, is chai v'daraisa. So the same thing over here. Meliach yoshen v'kulis e'spainis, these kali abishal, hadocha zui gmar malachton, shmami no, that even though if it has a toldus ur, dika, to Eish, because Hadoch is not Ur itself, it's told us Ur, and even though it's only merely being Mavashlid minimally, because it's only being Mediachit, so it can be a Gans Abishal, that's enough to Mechayv the Raisa. Now the truth is, Kali Abishal are Mavashal even in the Klisheni. Now, so Pasha, the Sugi over here is Legabre Din of Bishal, and Yechayv as Bishal. Zog Drashi, Hadochos is Ur Gmar Malachtoi, Shema Mino, Zehu Bishulei V'chayv. So it's mashma that this is called the Gemar Melachtoi, and that's the Bishul. Others want to learn that the Gemara is saying Gemar Melachtoi that Yechayev as Makke Bepatish, meaning Yesh Makke Bepatish Be'oichlin, and Yechayev as Makke Bepatish, not as the Bishul. And that's where it's being a rahi to. The Cholkim hold that there's no Makke Bepatish only if it's a Gemar of a Melocha. Since it's not a Gemar of a Melocha, assuming that there's no Bishul, so there can't be Makke Bepatish. Makke Bepatish can only be a Gemar of a Melocha. If this is not a Melocha, assuming it's not Bishul, so it can't be a Gemar Melocha of the Bishul. So if you're not Chayv as Bishul, you can't be Chayv for Gemar Meleches Bishul as Makke Bepatish. That's like the stipler. Others want to say, the Mechaschinich wants to say, that Bishul itself is a Melocha Mechudeshes, because it's not like other Melochas we do a Maisa. A Maisa Kois of Shteoisius, a Maisa of Boina. You're doing a Maisa on Shabbos. Over here by Bishul, it's a Mechudeshik Melocha, you're not doing a Maisa. It's cooking on its own. You just put it in the pot. You just put it on the fire. It wasn't Nisbash yet. It takes 3 minutes for it to be Nisbash on its own. So it's a Mechudeshik Melocha, Yechayv and Av Melocha de Raisa, even though it's really Begroma. So that Chiddush we only say by Bishul, we don't say by Makke Bepatish. So Meli, you can't be Chayv as Makke Bepatish, because Makke Bepatish doesn't have this Chiddush that you Chayv even without doing a Maisa. That's a Mechudeshik Alocha, Dafke and Bishul. At Etzim comparison to the Gemara, we were saying that told us a ur, meaning the Hadoch is told us a ur, and it doesn't need a Gans Bishul like the Beya. It's enough if it's in this Galgal, because these things on his bashal like the Hadoch alone. Lemaisi, you can also learn, we see clearly that a Beya, Bitzara Mechem is like a Maisi Irui. It's not on it directly. And a Beya is also similar to Kali Abishal. So Mela, that's a comparison. Beya is Kali Abishal, and Bitzara Mechem is like a din of Irui. Zog de Gemara v'lo yafki eno besudorin, you can't take this egg and place it in a handkerchief that was heated up in the sun. And on that, Rabbi Yossi is matter, he argues and told us chama. Zog the Gemara, v'horet nan, nois din tafshel letech ha-bar, b'shvil she'esh shomur, you allowed to take a tafshel and put it inside a bar to keep it safe. V'esamayim ha-yofim b'goyim, and good water and putrid water, b'shvil she'etzanu, to cool it off. And what's the gate to us? V'esatzoynen b'chamel. You allowed to take cold water and place it in the sun, b'shvil she'yechamu, in order to heat it up. So let me Rabbi Yosi v'le'rabbonon. Here we see clearly that you're allowed to heat up in the sun, like Rabbi Yosi says that told us chame is muta. Zok the Gemara, no, everyone agrees to chame that it's muta. Rabbi Yosi's mechadish told us chame, but chame everyone agrees is muta. Omer Rav Nachman bechame kuli amale pliga deshori. Everyone agrees chame is muta. Zok Rashi, why the ain derech bishule bekach. V'chame be'ur le'michlefi. Chame is not derech bishul. And you're not going to mix up chame with ur in the fire. The ligs are hard to all. You're not going to be goyzer. You can't be mavashel in a chame. You're allowed to be mavashel l'chatchila in a chame. There's no problem. Kul yama says chame lo'y pligi yishori. B'toldas ur. If you're mavashel in a told of an ur, the told of a fire, kul yama l'pligi the osir. Everyone agrees that it's osir. Keep, and that's an isad raisa, we said. Be'i b'tanamechem. Keep pligi. What's the machlekes? The machlekes of B'yosi and Rabbanan is betoldes chama. In a toldes chama, chama itself is muta, but toldes chama is mochama. Why? Marsov a gazgin and toldes chama to toldes ur. Rabbanan hold your guys at toldes chama to toldes ur. If you allow toldes chama, you'll say toldes ur is muta too, and toldes ur we're saying is also midraisa. Umasov a le gazgin on. You don't compare one to another. Rabbi Yosi says toldes ur is taka also, but toldes chama is muta. So it comes out chama le kuli alma is muta, toldes ur le kuli alma is also. The question is, how do you treat toldes chama? Do you say toldes chama is mutter? That's a b'yosi, or do you, and that's a yafkena b'sudong and a b'yosi's matter. Or do you say toldes chama is osir because you might come to b'mavasha likewise in toldes ur. But ein chama in the chama itself, that's mutter l'kuli alma. So Rashi says the reason why it's mutter in a chama, the ein derech bishul b'kach. So there's not even a mukum for a gzeira of osir lachlufa. It's not the derech bishul. So there's a big machlokes in the poskim. How do you look at a microwave? Mikogel. How do you look at a microwave? A microwave, especially when it came out originally, it wasn't derech bishul b'kach. Zokter Moshe, how do you look, what's the yesod in derech bishul b'kach? What does it mean, ein derech bishul b'kach, Rashi says over here? Does ein derech bishul b'kach mean that since it wasn't in the Mishkan, because in the Mishkan they only had Eish and didn't have Chama, and that's why it's not Derech Bishul B'Kach? It's not similar to what it was in the Mishkan? Or Ein Derech Bishul B'Kach means it's not the Derech to be Mavasha that way. It's not the Derech, just like Shaloi Kederech, just like Kalach Hayad. It's not the Derech, so Ein Derech Bishul B'Kach, it's not the normal way of being Mavasha. So Dr. Moshe, if that's the Pshat, Ein Derech Bishul B'Kach is not because it wasn't in the Mishkan, because the Mishkan was Eish, and this is not Eish. But Ein Derech Bishul B'Kach was not the norm. Zokter microwave, even though when he wrote the Tshuva in the 70s, it might not have been the norm. It wasn't the Regilus, but he says it's going to be a day, he so to speak prophesized. He was Misnaba, that it will become the Derech Bishul B'Kach. So Ibezoi, it will be considered an Issa Daraisa. It doesn't have to have Eish. It doesn't have to have R. The Ein Derech Bishul B'Kach was not the Derech. But if it becomes the Derech, then it becomes an Issa Deraisa to be Mavashal in the microwave. Shlomi Zalman in Micha Shlomi clearly argues, and he says, no, that microwave is only an Issa Derabonon. L'maisa, there's no Eish. So it's Ein Derech Bishul B'Kach. It's not like it was in the Mishkan. Eish. It's without Eish. So it can't be more than the Derabonon. So it comes out as a big machloikas apoiskim. How do you look at a microwave? Nafkamin is Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabonon for Choyle Sheish B'Sakona, that you have to be Mavashal. So if you have an option to be Mavashal in a microwave, Avada, that would be better. Kung Tub Shlomi Zalman, it's an Issa Derabonon. Obviously, if it's the same time span that you being Mavashal, microwave is even quicker usually. But Akoponim, if it's accessible and available, it's always better a microwave versus Eish Mamish, Kung Tub Shlomi Zalman, that it's only an Issa Derabonon. You can't take this beya and put it into the choil. The choil, the earth, the sand, is told as chama. So now over here, don't say Rabbi Yosi matir. Why does Rabbi Yosi not argue over here too? If Rabbi Yosi holds told as chama is mutter, why is he not arguing in yatminenu b'choil? That over here Rabbi Yosi agrees, there's a gzera, if you allow hatmona in choil, you might be matmin in remetz, in hot ashes. And if you're matmin in hot ashes, so it's avora mamish, if you're mechata in this remetz. Hot ashes being mechata is avora. If you allow you to be matmin in choil, you'll also similarly be matmin in remetz. That's the chshash. Zog the Mor Rav Yosef Omar, the reason is no. Mazes offer mim koimoi. If you're going to be matmin in choil, you're being mazes offer. Zog Rashi, what's the problem is mazes offer? Vahave choifer guma. You're being choifer guma. And choifer guma is an issa of choifer guma. Now, Toys the Rabbi Bavorans, it's melachah and tzichel gufa. Choifer guma and tzichel lafor, it's melachah and tzichel gufa. So why would that be a you're not chayiv? Zok Toisus, that the problem is the mazes offer is mukta. That's the problem of mazes offer. Like the Gemara says, mazes offer. You're moving mukta, not because of choifa guma. Toisus says because your mazes offer. Akoponim, machloikus. Reb Yosi says the reason is shemayatim beremetz. If you allow atmana b'chol, you'll be matmin in remetz, which might be havara if you're mechata in the hot ashes. And Reb Yosi says is because your mazes offer. Rashi says you're choifa guma. Tois says because you're moving mukta. Now you have to say that Rav Yosef holds, Zok Tois, tiltum and atzach me tiltul. You're only being mazes min atzad. You're not moving directly the offer. It's indirectly. So Mela, that would be the issa. Zok demor mai benayu. What's the nafkamina between these two reasons of yatmin beremetz or mazes offer, meaning choifa guma or mukta? If the offer is very soft, you just drop the egg in and it goes inside, so then you're not being mazes offer. Not even minatzad, it's going on its own. It doesn't have to do, you don't have to do anything. And you're not being choifer gumi either. So that would be the nafkamina. Yatmin beremetz, there's still a chash, because you're being matmin. But mitzad mazes offer, there is no problem, not choifer guma, and not moving the muktz if it's offer tichoyach.
Yilaru, cook an egg on a hot roof. But you can't be megalgal beya on lime that was heated. Now lime that was heated is told as ur. Gagre teach is told as chama. If you're going to say that the gzeira why you can't be toimen in offer is because in choil and offer, it's because you might come to be toimen in remetz. So I understand why lekele migzar. I understand why on the roof there is no chash to be goyza. Because on the roof, after all, you're not being toimen in the offer. So maybe there's no chash to be matmin in the remetz. So that's a megalgin al gabi gagoy seach. And there's no chash of yatmin beremetz. On the roof, you're not being matmin. There's dirt there, but you're not being matmin in the offer. So maybe that's why megalgin al gabi gag. Mashenk and his told us cham is mutter. And according to Biyosi. And there's no gzera of shemi yatmin beremetz. Element on the mazes offer, but if it's merely moving the offer, the roof has moving offer too. Or like Rashi says, you're being choifa guma, some minimal type of chfiras guma you're doing. You're not being matmi beremetz, but you're choifa guma, kontoisi for sure being mazes, even more understandable on the roof. So lechore, why you're not goyza, why you're allowed to be megalgal bay on the roof? So in fact, the more element on mazes offer, mim koimoi, ligzer. Enter the Gemara, stam gag, less be offer. There's no offer in the gag, so there's no mokum to be goyzer or to mipnei shemezes offer.
Zog the Gemara, tosh ma maise shos anshe tfeilya. There was a maise that the Mishnah recounts that anshe tfeilya took, v'hevi yosilin shel tzoyne, took a pipe of cold water, letech ama shel chamin, and they put it inside a body of water, of hot water, before Shabbos. So now this is called being matmin, the pipe of cold water inside the hot water. So Bishlam Ramandome Gzera Shemiyatm Beremetz. The reason why it's the whole reason why is Doimitat Mona, because if you're being matmin, this cold pipe in the hot water, the body of hot water, you'll be matmin beremetz. So I understand why they're both Maisat Mona, so you go to one or to the other. Hainer Dami Latmona. It's similar to Atmona. And that's the shaykhus of the story of Anshe Tveya, which is similar to this din of loyet minena b'choil, because that's gzeir mishum yatn b'remetz, and likewise you can't take the am of tzoynen in the body of hot water in the am of chamo. So the Gemara elamandom neshe mezes offer. The whole reason why loyet minena b'choil is because your mezes offer. So my ikal meimar. So what's the shaykhus to the mezes offer to the pipe of cold water inside hot water? That's not a meisa hatmona. If it's a hatmona, it's doimet matmin b'remetz. But if it's mezes offer, so what's that shaykhus to the case of the tzinoin of the tzilon shel tzoinen b'teich ama shel chamin? Zog the Gemara, mi savat meisa tveya sefer koyi. The meisa tveya is not going on the sefer to the sugi of choil and avak drochim to tell me this din that it's also l'kuliyama because matmin b'remetz. No, areisha koyi. It's going on the reisha. Lo yifkeena besudorin. You're not allowed to
place an egg in a handkerchief that was heated up in a toldos chama, the Rabbi Yosi matir, and Rabbi Yosi allows toldos chama. Rabbi Yosi. Zok Rabbanon to Rabbi Yosi, you tell me toldos chama is mutter? Because how was this body of water heated up? Through the sun. That's toldos chama. And now you're taking the cold pipe, you're putting it inside that body of hot water, which is toldos chama. So we see toldos chama is osur. We said that if it would have been on Shabbos, it would have been osur. On Yom Tov, it would have been osur bechitza. On Shabbos, it's osur bechitza mishtia. Hom maiser an shver, toldos chama hu. Va'asik le'abonon. So how do you, Rabbi Yosi, matir, toldos chama? And we see clearly, in alibi nana from a maiser Shabbos. Even though it's an isad rabonon. Zog di gemara, omalahu, Hahu told us Urhu. Rabbi Yosi says that the story of the Silan Shatsoinon, the reason why it's also is not because of Toldos Chama. It's Toldos Ur. The body of hot water was heated up directly by a fire, not because of Toldos Chama. And that I agree to. Toldos Ur, everyone agrees, is also. Why is it Toldos Ur? Zagdumora, the Chalfi HaPischa de Gehenim. The Pesach of Gehenim, where there's a real fire, is over there by the Chamei Tveria. Over there by those springs, by the Amish Almayim. That is where the Pischa Shel Gehenim is. So, Mele, it's heated up by Toldos Ur. And that's where you can't have the Silan of Tzoinen being heated up through it. Toldos Ur, he agrees with. But it's no raya to the sugya of what's it called, of Toldos Chama, that Toldos Chama should be Osir. And Rabbi Yosi says that it's Mutter. No, he agrees that it's Toldos Ur. So, it comes out at the end of the Gemara that Chama, according to everyone, is Mutter. Toldos Ur, according to everyone, is Osir. And the machloikas of Yosef Rabbanon is by Toldos Chama. And there's another machloikas. What is Chamei Tveria? Is Chamei Tveria Toldos Chama? And then it's Taka Osir because Rabbanon hold Toldos Chama is Osir. Or is Chamei Tveria Toldos Ur? And that's what Rabbi Yosef learns because he holds Toldos Chama is Mutter. So it's Dafka because it's Toldos Ur. And that's where Chamei Tveria is Osir. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omid, Daf Lametes, Omid Aleph.